Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. We continue the discussion today with Christian County Agriculture Extension Agent Jay Stone about a possible Tri-County Dairy Cooperative that will produce cheese. Stone says a group of Amish and Mennonite farmers have been studying all the components of a cheese factory.
They have broken up into committees, and different committees have been tasked with gathering different components of this processing facility. Some have been working on land acquisition, some have been working on financing, some have been working on the cost of a production facility, and each of those groups came in and reported back.
Stone says he spoke with farmers about what the public is actually looking for this day and time.
I also gave a report at that meeting, and it was basically just about what folks, the average consumer's buying intentions are, how the local consumer thinks when they go to the grocery store, the products they look at, and how they make their decisions. A lot of consumers like to buy local and like to buy anything that they can that's either organically produced or naturally produced. But most, we have to keep in mind, most of our shoppers are still price point shoppers. They're going to go in and look at the price tag and buy what fits their budget for that week.
He says there could be other products later, but cheese is a primary product being considered now.
Of all the dairy products, cheese is what stores the best and will store the longest or keep the longest. As compared to fresh milk, fluid milk, something has to be done with it within a set amount of time. You have to get it to the plant. It has to be processed. It has to be out to the distributors and sold fairly quickly. Ice cream and butter last a little while longer.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Jay Stone says the farmer group is still studying how large of a facility they will need to build.
Basically, you have to keep in mind that the size of facility that they're going to build will determine that cost. Well, they have to rate the size of the facility that they're going to build on a couple of other things. One, on how much product they think they'll be able to sell. And two, how much fluid milk is going to be going into this.
He adds there seems to be a good market for cheese across the state of Kentucky.
Cheese is one of those things that there's not been as much of as some of the other products.
No word on how quickly a facility could be constructed and when they produce their first cheese. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.